What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
What's your type?
All right. Welcome back to What's Your Type podcast, the podcast about why we want the things that we want and why we do the people we do. I am your host, Tyler Mead. My co-host, Sarah, has COVID right now. She's okay. We're all wishing her the best. Best to Sarah. No long COVID. Fingers crossed. But today, joining me in the studio apartment, we have the host of the Great Hang podcast. He's a very heard all over the country.
That is true.
Please give it up for McLaughlin, everybody.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How are we?
I don't know why. Every time someone tells me the actual pronunciation of their name, I default to saying it wrong. Oscar, I got Oscar's name wrong twice last time.
Dude, I was...
In front of him.
Yeah.
I was just in St. Louis. And I was opening for friend of the show, Tom Takkar. And the host of the show was like, everybody, please give it up for Tim McLaughlin.
That's right? That's kind of cute, though.
So he'd say Tim McLaughlin. And then he'd go, hey, give it up one more time for Tim McLaughlin, everybody. And so he would get it wrong the first time. Then he'd get it right the second time. And then Tom said something to him, and he goes, it's really funny that you get his name wrong when you introduce him, but you get it right when he comes off stage. And then he got it wrong the rest of the time. And Tom was like, I don't think he understood what I was saying.
I did a show for, I hosted a comedy mob thing at one point.
Sure.
And they were like, the guy like really drilled it into me. He was like, make sure you say their name right because they're all taping this and this is what they're all going to use. And I was like, okay. One, they can get another tape. Cut it a little bit.
Yeah.
Also, no shade. Like, there'll be other opportunities where I... And also, of course, it just made me panic and say... But they also had, like, a very Russian last name girl on, and I was just like, hey, you guys got to cut me some slack or at least send me this list before, because it's 16 comics, and you expect me to know all... I didn't know a single person there, and I was like...
Give it up for Dasha Kaj. Dasha Kaj.
Dasha Kaj, everybody's favorite Ukrainian comedian.
Man, I'll never get Rich Aronovich's name wrong again. When I first started doing comedy, I had to do... didn't get his name right all weekend, and he yelled at me. And he listened. To his credit, I was fucking up. So he should have been kind of mad at me. To my credit... His name hard to fucking say, and I can't really read. So if you're going to give it to me on paper, that's on you.
How old were you?
24.
Is that when you started?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like 24, 25 when that happened. Also, this girl he was trying to holler at, I ended up making out with her at a party in front of him. I didn't know he was hollering at me, hollering at her. So I think that made him even more mad.
Well done.
Thanks. This was 13 years ago.
Hey, look. It's a great segue into mm-hmm. the primary thesis of the podcast. Tim, I want to know.
Yes.
What's your type?
I don't know if I really have a type.
Well, let's start with what you like. Which
I like
is,
ladies, yeah. I guess. So ladies is
you
number
guess?
One. Well, I mean, yes. I like
well, women. If you know how you have to like girls and you have other thoughts and you don't act on them.
Well, that would ruin your relationship with the woman you're siphoning money and energy off of at the moment.
You're the only person I know who's straight for pay.
Yeah, that's right. I go into jail and I change. I'm like, I'm straight now. Let me think. Who is, so I've fucked all kinds of ladies. They've all been white, though, but that's not on me. That's on the other races for not wanting it, you know? Because you can't date at the mail, at the post office. If there was, like, speed dating at the post office, I'd have, like, the most bring him back, like, with post office workers. Black ladies at the post office love my fucking ass.
That, I can understand that.
I'm in there cracking their asses up, having a nice time.
I also assume you're overly polite.
I'm very polite in almost every situation except for when I'm in public transit or I'm in the elevator and someone starts to talk to me. The other day I was in the elevator and this guy goes, is it warmer out than it was this morning? I go, what? And I took my headphone out and I go, huh? And he was like, is it warmer out? It said it was supposed to be 70. I go, well, if it says it's supposed to be 70, then it's probably warmer now, isn't it? And I put my headphone back in my ear, and I'm just like, dog, don't fucking talk to me. I don't want to be your friend on this elevator trip down 10 floors. You know what I'm saying?
Very different energy from that at the post office.
Yes, and then yes. I go into the post office, I'm cracking jokes, I'm having a nice time. Like, I called a guy a fat loser on the train the other day because he wouldn't move off the stairs. I missed my train because he stopped at the bottom of the stairs to look to where he was going. And I said, get out of the way, you fat fucking loser.
How loudly?
Everyone heard it, and then my phone fell out of my pocket and almost fell on the tracks, and everyone looked at me, and I just kept on walking. I was like, this was a real scene.
I'm going to go ahead and assume those people made some assumptions about you and your beliefs and your feelings, and I would say that they guessed you were not nice to people at the post office, especially not the older black ladies.
Not the black ladies at the post office. Oh, dude, an old black lady said the funniest thing I've ever heard at the post office. So during COVID, I was like, I was buying and selling and then reselling trading cards. So I was like at the post office a lot, and I would go early in the morning. I would wait in the line at the post office just so I could get in and get done. I also wake up early, so it's like fine. But one day at the post, so you know, the people at the post office don't give a fuck about
anything. They hate you.
They hate everyone.
The baseline is pure hatred.
So there was this Spanish guy that cut everybody in line. He was a Puerto Rican guy. He didn't speak any English, and he just started banging on the door because they were supposed to open at 8. It was 8:02, and he started banging on the door. And this probably like 70-year-old black lady that was standing right in front of me, she goes, stop banging on the door. They'll stay closed. They don't give a fuck. And then she starts yelling at him. He starts yelling at her. And then she turns to me. She goes, man, when these Puerto Ricans start doing this Birica shit, there's no talking to them anymore. And I couldn't stop.
God
laughing.
Damn.
I go, if I would have said that, everyone in line would have killed me.
Yeah.
But this old black lady said it's the funniest thing I've ever heard someone say in my life.
I went to school in New Orleans, so that is where I discovered that because I was raised overly polite by a WASP dad, mm-hmm. That older black women love me.
Oh, yes.
And especially the ones who worked at, like, the Circle K or the gas stations that sold. You spilled. It's okay.
Spiller.
I believe that. That's why we only gave you water. no, but because you could buy liquor, like hard liquor, in every gas station, every
right.
Circle K.
Yeah, because you can drink and drive. You can have an open container in your car.
In your hand.
While you're driving?
While you're walking.
While you're walking, but also in a car. You can have like open containers.
Yeah, it can be in the
too.
Cup holder. You're just not supposed to. There, Dak Shack, which is Daiquiri Shack, had a drive-through, and they would like just put a straw in like a 32-ounce daiquiri and be like, and don't drink and drive. And
it's
you're like,
so
uh-huh.
It's so magical down there.
It's amazing. But all of these older women were so nice to me and my friends. And, like, I didn't even have a fake ID my freshman year, but I would go with my friends, like, buy liquor. And, like, there was one night that I'll always remember where they were being so nice to us and, like, I'm yucking it up. I'm making them laugh. And they were like, you guys seem fun. They were like, do you want two more bottles of tequila? And we were like, oh, no, we actually, like, have all the liquor we need. We were buying, like, 6 bottles, so we were spending a lot of money. And she just leaned in, and big smile. She was just like, well, how about this? I can either put my glasses on and look at your ID again, or you can buy 2 more bottles of tequila.
Hey,
and we were just like, yes, ma'am, whatever you say. And it was great. It was well worth it.
And she also knew that you probably needed those 2 bottles.
So bad.
Because the night was going to go.
Right. I also like that I asked you what's your type, and you were like, man, ladies at the post office love me.
Ladies at the post office love me. But I bang, like, I've dated mostly small, like, I've dated, like, tall. I've dated a lot of different kinds of women. I dated a tall, like, model lady, which is surprising. Many people find that surprising.
I certainly do.
Yeah, she didn't believe in herself at the time, so I think that really helped. I was actually her Uber driver in Chicago. And then she came to a comedy show, and then she was like, I'm going to start doing comedy. And then we started hooking up. And then she did start doing comedy. And then she was mean to me one night about, she was explaining to me why my comedy doesn't resonate with people. And she goes, it's because you're so closed off and you don't want to get to know anyone ever. And I go, Yeah, I don't. I don't like people. I don't really want to be friends with anyone else.
Also, is the idea that you're closed off on stage?
I guess.
You should be.
Yeah, I don't know. But she was really mean to me one night, and I was like, okay. Then she started talking about comedy another night, and Tom Tokar had just moved to New York. But he had just gotten, like, he hadn't been on TV yet or anything, but he was still big, and he was, like, one of the bigger guys that left Chicago for New York. And he came back, and she's talking about Chicago, and he's drunk, and he just turns around, and he goes, "You're wrong. Everything you're saying is wrong." And she looked at me like, "Aren't you going to defend me?" And I go, "Oh, no. I agree. You're wrong. You're very wrong." So I dated her. She was really nice, though, other than that. But when she would get drunk, she'd be kind of mean. I dated another. I don't know. But then I banged a lot of, like, bigger women. I had to give it up when I was 25. I had to stop doing it because I was banging so many. I live like a block from where all the bars were in Indianapolis. So, and
I can imagine you cleaning up in Indianapolis.
Sure, but I also.
Oh, there was a different part of the story.
Well, yeah, but I was also a guy who stayed till the very last call.
Some call those vultures.
Sure, but I wasn't trying to be a vulture. I was a hard drinker that liked to drink as much as fucking possible until the very end. That was, I think the word is alcoholic. And so I would be at the bar till the very last call, and then I'd be all hammered, and there'd just be a girl sitting by herself. I'd be sitting at the bar closing up, and I would just go, "I live a block away. Do you want to come home with me?" And they'd just be like, "Okay, yeah, sure."
You kind of flirt like a gay guy.
Oh, really?
Well, because proximity is kind of everything. Like,
sure. Well, especially in Indiana at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. or whatever it was.
Oh, dude. I mean, so you've seen Grindr, right?
I've actually never seen. I know what the app is, and I know it tells you where everyone is and how close you are.
So it doesn't tell you where they are, but it is a grid. But there's another app called Sniffies, and it is just a map, and it's specifically for, like, cruising, which is like public, anonymous, quick sex. Okay. And that one is just a map with, like, photos, and because it's not an app, you can post any photo.
Okay.
So it really just shows you, like, within, like, 400 feet where people are. And if you check it, people are just like, "I'm here right now in the Container Store. Please come plow me."
And you go, and then you go to the Container Store bathroom and just,
I mean, I'm not saying you,
I'm saying the hypothetical you. Like, yeah. You're on Sniffies. Someone's like, "I gotta fucking get, I need a load blown into me at this Container Store." And you just go in the Container Store bathroom?
Yeah. So different places have different things. It's usually the bathroom, I think. But the Container Store is a marked spot on Sniffies.
That's interesting. Why?
Because a lot of dudes are fucking in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But is there, like, something about the Container Store that allows them to
fuck? I think because it's so big, because it's got so many containers, it makes it easier to hide.
Oh.
There's currently a discourse happening on Twitter on this very day, because another gay podcaster said that when he's talking to guys who don't have photos up on Sniffies, he gives them the address across the street. And then, like, watches for them. So he, like, sees them go across the street and, like, knock on his neighbor's door.
So that he can check them out, see what they look like?
Yeah. Ah. And then if he's not into it, he just lets them, like, bang on the door and drive off.
Is that bad or good?
It's bad because you don't know who's in the other apartment. And, like, someone, say it's 3 p.m. in your home, and someone knocked on your door.
Oh, yeah.
And was like,
"Are you here?" And you're like, "I'm sorry, what?" And they were just like, "I'm here to meet a man who I don't know what he looks like, and I don't know his name, and I'm here to have anonymous gay sex with him. Is that you?"
And now I'm hearing Micah yell, "I knew it!"
Oh man, should I start doing this?
You can do it to different male comics in the scene.
Well, also, because it blew up on Twitter, and now he's getting a ton of attention for his podcast. So I'm like, maybe I
should. Damn. Yeah, you gotta start doing internet-style pranks.
Yeah, for the pod.
For the pod. That's crazy.
You're talking about a pretty broad range of physical types, which I think is a good thing. I think you should have a broad range of physical types.
Yeah.
Are there any consistent, like, personality types, features?
So that is, they have to be funny.
Okay.
And interesting.
That, so, me and Sarah did take guesses at what our first rate male guest would say.
Uh-huh.
We weren't sure if funny was going to be top of the list. I'm very proud of you.
Funny is number one.
Okay.
We
thought you were going to come in here being like, huge yabos.
I do like that.
I believe you.
I think that is sick. But if you looked at my Instagram, if you looked at my Instagram Explore page, you'd be like, none of these women look funny at all. But they sure look smart, and I have my hands out. If you're not watching, I have my hands out like big boobs. This is the kind of stuff you get from your first straight guest.
No, I opened the door. I'm glad you said funny number one. That's great.
Funny number one, and like Micah Fox, my girlfriend, comedian, and other co-host for the Great Name Podcast, is...
Shout out, friend of the pod.
One of the funniest people in the world, I think, personally.
I agree.
She has found a new way. We've been dating for almost 5 years. Maybe we've been dating for more than 5 years? I don't know. But she's found a new way to call me fat and stupid every single day. She's like the Rain Man of calling me a dumb fat guy. It's like crazy. I don't know how she does it.
One of those methods is just calling you Rain Man.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, like tomorrow she'll wake up and she'll be like, you ready for work, fat Rain Man or whatever? But it's like, it's crazy. She's just, she's super funny. She's also very smart and very interesting. I'll probably just stay with her for the rest of my life. But every girl, I guess that's not true. Not every girl that I've dated, but a lot of the girls that I've dated have been, funny-ish and, have interesting, like, stories, most of them. Not all of them. The first girl that I really had a serious relationship with was, just mean, but not funny.
Ooh, that's a rough combo.
Yeah.
So I feel like we are starting to narrow in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So if we were to cast your type in a movie, just like blank slate, don't worry too much about how good of an actor they are, but who would play her?
Okay, so we gotta take Sydney Sweeney's body.
Okay. I like this Frankensteining of actresses.
Yeah, we're
and I like when you're like, by Frankenstein, I mean, can it just be Sydney Sweeney's body?
Sydney Sweeney's body, Micah's personality. On Sydney Sweeney's personalities, of course. And then,
So is the answer just Sydney Sweeney playing Micah?
Yeah, but I don't like her face that much.
Okay.
She has, like, her eyes, she has stupid people eyes, which I don't really like as much.
I think most people say doe eyes, and like...
Oh. Interesting. An interesting thing most people say.
She has stupid people. What do you have, Tim?
I got a... What would I...
You
I
got a polite almond.
I got a real fucking white trash look. I look like one of those guys that's trying to, you know, get these people out of our country, but...
It's weird that your accent comes out more when you say that.
but you know whose face I like? Penelope Cruz.
Okay.
I think Penelope Cruz is like super hot. Actually, let's just say Penelope Cruz with Micah's personality.
I was gonna say, like, cause...
And I'm not like... I just think Penelope Cruz is like one of the hottest people that's ever lived.
It's also very funny to me that you keep saying with Micah's personality, because again, we're saying casting, they'll just act like Micah. That's what acting is.
Yeah, that's what I like. So Micah's got to write their lines, but...
That would actually be a fascinating thing to watch, of Micah writing for a woman for you to talk to.
But also, me saying this, I also think my girlfriend is beautiful and I love her very much.
Oh, of course.
I just, if she listens back, I need her to know.
You said extreme.
But she'll also agree that Penelope Cruz is fucking banging. And also, she got mad at me the other day for saying I didn't like Sydney Sweeney's eyes that much either. She was like, you're a fucking idiot.
I'm glad that you brought it back up. Just started a fight over. We won't clip that.
Micah was mad at me. She's like, you're dumb. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry.
I'm so sorry. That's probably the first example I've heard of a woman getting mad at her boyfriend for... not thinking Sydney Sweeney's hot enough. I feel like the opposite fight has probably happened a lot.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's probably true. But Micah normally will be like, damn, look at that bit. Like, we watched fucking... You know what was looking hot? We watched Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Don't know.
It's from 2007. It's on Paramount Plus right now. What's on that? It doesn't matter what it's on.
Good
on
you for plugging Paramount Plus.
No, it was on Peacock.
Their advertising isn't doing enough.
We were on Peacock. Anyways... I have all the apps. And I've got Paramount Plus, Peacock, Stiffies.
Glad we were going to the same place.
But Marissa Tomei is topless in a lot of the movie, and she looks hot in that.
Beloved gay icon.
Beloved gay icon, Marissa Tomei?
Absolutely. Did you watch the movie Fire Island?
I did not see Fire Island.
There's like an entire, they're like doing that stupid phone game where you have someone's name like on the screen and everyone, and you have to like tell the person. Yeah. And Matt Rogers has like a 6-minute scene of just like monologuing different Marissa Tomei lines. And this poor gay guy is just like, can you describe what she looks like?
Oh no.
And it's just like, it's, yeah.
And then all the other guys know who it is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That is, I will say, as a gay person, one of my worst fears is meeting Matt Rogers and not getting one of his 800 references in the first 2 minutes of meeting him. And just immediately being cast away, because I'd be like, damn, like, him and Bowen and Ira and Lewis all do that, where they're like, they can reference everything all the time, and I'm always just like, shit, I thought I was good at this, and I'm not.
It is interesting. I feel like when you're gay, you have to watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you sure fucking do. It's exhausting.
Because, like, I'm a big fan of Mateo Lane. I think he's the most talented person in the world. And then I'll watch his shit, and I'm like, how does he know all of these things? Like, one night we were talking about Howard Stern, me and him, and we were going...
He goes all the way back on Howard Stern.
Well, we were talking about Eric the Actor for a long time, and I'm like, damn, my man. I was like, how does my man have enough time to watch as much old Howard Stern as I do? A guy who does nothing. I'm like,
I think
because Mateo's busy.
So right, like, he's just been consistent with it. Yeah. Like, as long as I've known him, he knew everything about Howard Stern. He knew everything about Mariah Carey. He knew everything about Maria Callas. Like, he knows his references. I will say, he's not as, like, up-to-date on the new class of, like, the girls, because he's just, like, well, I listen to opera, so...
Yeah, he's in his lane.
Okay, alright, we're gonna take a break on that.
What?
And we're back!
Hello!
Tim, I want to ask you a new question. We haven't asked any guests this before.
Okay.
And I'm very curious to hear what you say. What do you think is your biggest green flag and your biggest red flag as a person?
Oh, okay. Biggest green flag, of course, is thinking I am very funny.
You think you're very funny.
What my biggest green flag?
Yeah, well, okay, but that's another question we asked. What's your biggest?
Oh, what my biggest green flag is that I will go out of my way in a lot of ways to make the person I'm with happy. So, like, I just kind of do whatever they want. I can kind of chameleon and do whatever they want, really.
Can you give us an example?
Like, Micah, however, like, okay, so however they live, like, I grew up, my mom is very clean.
Mm-hmm.
So I can live in a very clean house, or I can live in a very dirty house. But I just need to know what the situation is, and I can adapt to whatever it is. I'm also super chill. I never really get that upset about anything. I don't normally care about anything, which could be a bit of a red flag too, but...
You kind of only get upset as, like, a bit.
Sometimes as a bit. Sometimes I do legitimately get upset, but it's very rare if I get upset. It's, like, legitimately very rare if I get mad. Like, I had to yell at Micah. I yelled at Micah one time, and it almost ruined our relationship, and... I handled everything the wrong way, but I shouldn't have...
Self-aware?
Yeah.
Other
green flag, I am self-aware. And also, I take responsibility for my actions. So, if I fuck up, I'll be like, I fucked up, I am sorry.
I have heard you say those exact words, like, a lot. And then what would you say is your biggest red flag,
I'm
personally?
Terrible with money, and I have a gambling problem. I would say that
those two kind of go hand in hand. Yeah,
hand in hand. I mean, I used to have a really bad gambling problem. I don't really have a gambling problem anymore. I only gamble like $5 at a time. You know,
what was your game?
I used to play online poker. So
that is dangerous. I feel like that has done more damage to the state of Indiana than the sun.
Maybe. The first time I played online poker, I got second in an online tournament with 6,000 people for $13,000.
What do you mean? Wait, like you had never played it before?
I had played poker before.
Okay, okay, sorry.
The first time I had ever played online.
Right, I was very confused. I was like, that's weirder. Yeah. And also, that's not a gambling problem. That's a savant.
Yeah, so I got second place for $13,000. I won 13 grand. I tried to withdraw it, but they said you had to wait 72 hours to withdraw the money. Within 8 hours, I had lost all $13,000.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's just free money, basically, that I lost. But then after that, I ended up losing another couple tens of thousands.
I went to Vegas for my brother's bachelor party. And yeah. It was, like, right after I turned 21. And I think my mom was like, you're a college student. Here's $500. Do not spend more than that. And do not lose more than that.
Yeah, that's a smart way to do it.
Right. And then so immediately lost all of it.
Yeah, you're going to do. Yeah, I mean, especially your first time in Vegas.
Right. And also my brother's friends were being assholes and were like, Tyler, come play craps. And I was like, how does it work? And they were like, don't worry about it. So I just kept losing money because I didn't know how
craps.
And I was
craps is the most fun game at the casino if you know how you're playing it.
Which I didn't, and they were drunk, and it was 10 a.m. and they were like, "Let's just do craps. You just put your money down." And I was like, "Well, the money keeps going, and I have a finite amount, and I don't have a job. So if you guys want to help me out." And then the last night we were there, we finished dinner. I was kind of drunk, and my brother was like, "Here's $200. Go have fun, like, whatever."
Yeah.
I black out.
Sure.
Woke up, and I was like, oh, shit, like, what happened? And they were like, you earned back all but $60. You ended $60 in the hole, which for you, very impressive. And we're like,
very good.
Okay, gambling is not for me. I do not like losing money. It's the worst. Do you know how stupid I feel handing money over and getting nothing back at all?
Yeah, see, I don't feel that.
What do you get from it?
Well, I like the rush of winning.
But how often is that happening?
I'm inherently I'm a loser. So like that's another red flag is like I'm a loser and a failure. So like that's not good either, but like I'm an inherent loser. I've just always been a loser. My brother's a winner. My brother like has a family, has a good job, he has a house, but the difference, I think, between people who have money and people who don't have money, people who have money want money and like money and need money.
Interesting.
I don't give a fuck about money. I don't give a shit. Like, if I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't. Whatever. My life, I still live my life the most fun it's going to be. You know? So, like, Micah was like, today I was like, well, I don't prefer to be poor and sad. She goes, yes, you do. She goes, I was giving you these options for jobs you can have, and you were like, I just don't want to do that. She goes, you're going to not have a job because you like the way your life is now and you want to be happy. I go, I guess that's true. Never mind.
What were some of the options?
I don't know. There's all these video editing jobs, but I'm not as good at video editing as she thinks I am.
Also, video editing fucking sucks.
Right.
It's also like I have a silly writing email job, basically. Yeah. And like the biggest benefit is I can listen to music. I can put on a podcast. I can even have TV going.
Right.
When you are editing video, it's all of your focus all the time. It's the worst.
Yeah, sure. But I'm also not that good at it. Like, I'm not good enough at it to have, like, a job that pays me $70 an hour, you know? I'm not doing – I think that's also my problem is I'm not a fake it till you make it guy. I feel like if I don't deserve to make $70 an hour, I'm just not going to take the job.
You gotta get over that, because especially like I've been in the corporate world for a minute now.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say this. Everyone around you will hate you for a while, and then once you figure out how to actually do the job, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, it's great." Like the number of people I've worked with throughout my career who just do not know how to do their jobs, and it's just like, "How do you make six figures and I make no money at all?" And I'm literally explaining to you how emails work.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm being told that I don't have experience. Okay, sure. Like, that's the thing. Most people, and, like, that's the thing. You always be looking up at someone and be like, you fucking suck. So, like, I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's brutal. But here, let's flip it around.
right.
Biggest green flags you look for in a person. You said they think you're funny is a big green flag.
They need to think that I'm funny. A lot of women do not think that I'm funny. My buddy once told me...
This is going to be so interesting coming out to Sarah's audience.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I think I've been better than I... Like, normally, I'm a little more crass, and I'm a little more blue, and I'm a little more drunk when I'm talking to regular people. You know what I'm saying? Because you've seen my act.
It's yeah, not, you're very funny.
It's very funny, but it's also blue and crass, and I'm not particularly... Like, I'm likable, but I'm not doing anything that is going to attract a woman.
That's probably fair. I will say what I get a lot from your act is reformed, like, trash person.
Sure.
Where, like, I feel like a lot of your material comes from being like, can you guys fucking believe this shit I did? And, like, that's yeah. always very funny to me because... I know plenty of comics who are like, can you believe this shit I did? And it's like, bitch, do you mean yesterday?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're a mess now. Right. Like, I don't think of you right now, and at least in the time I've known you, as, like, a garbage person. I've seen you drunk, but, like,
yeah,
not in, like, a scary way and more in a fun way.
I don't ever really get drunk in a scary way.
That's good.
I'm never in a bad... Like, normally, I've probably been, like, a salty, mean drunk maybe 3 or 4 times in my life. Like, I'm normally... Nah, probably more than that. That's low. But
you were rude to someone on an elevator. I think you might have been salty more than once.
Sure, but normally, I'm a fun time.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get drunk. I'll come home. Michael will be asleep. I'll be like, Michael. I love you very much. You're very beautiful. And she goes, go to bed, fatso. Go to sleep. She's like, you drunk idiot. And I'll be like, but I love you so much. So normally that's like, and then I'm fun and I'm having fun. And if I'm being mean to someone when I'm drunk, I'm joking normally. I guess I said something very mean to Alon Elion. Do you know Alon?
I don't think so.
He does the character Spenny Puglia.
Oh, okay.
But he's a comic, and he's very funny, and he was doing this thing for a while when we were hanging out. He would do, like, bits when we were hanging out, and I get a little annoyed by it, and when I'm drunk, I'll be a little meaner than I want to be, but trying to be funny.
See, I'm very understanding of this kind of meanness because the first time I ever went to a party with comedians, mm-hmm. I got invited by a friend because I had, like, just started, mm-hmm. and she was like, it's my birthday, and I'm just letting you know, like, everyone here is going to be a comedian, and the only time I had been in a room with just comedians was, like, open mics.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, so, and she was like, so it's comedians trying to be social, and I was like, yeah, like, I get it, and she was like, no, you don't. She was like, they're all going to try and spray their personality at you. And that term of, like, spray your personality
yeah.
and, like, test out bits. And I'm so glad someone said that to me. Maybe, like, week 3 of me doing stand-up. Because now when I hear myself talking, if I don't tee it up to the person as, like, I've been working on a joke.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, because I just leave it general. I'm like, I'm working on a joke about that. Like, if they ask, what's the joke? Then I'd say it.
Sure.
But the number of people where I've been like, we've been doing comedy together just as long. I know this is a bit you're working on. I saw you do it 2 days ago. Don't tell it to me again with a tag. Wait till we're at a mic.
Well, and this one, he wasn't doing, like, bits like that. So it wasn't, but that is annoying. That is more annoying than what he was doing.
Okay.
That is the most annoying thing in all of comedy. Like, when people run bits on you, there's one comedian... I'll tell you off the air, that's notorious for it, and he's a liar. So,
it could be anyone.
I know, but I'll tell you, remind me to tell you after this. But he does, like, these little characters and stuff while you're talking to him, and he'll do, like, little conversation bits. And so I just get, it just is too much for me. I'm fun, but I'm not that fun. You know what I'm talking about? And I guess I said something very mean to him, and my friend was like, he thinks you hate him. Oh. I go, why does he think I hate him? I think he's a funny guy. And I was like, he annoys me a lot, but I don't hate him. He goes, well, you said something incredibly mean to him. I go, well, if you see him next time, tell him I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be that mean.
I've run into that problem as well, if you can imagine, with my tone. Yeah. I have definitely gotten the report back of their, like, my friends will come back and be like, do you really not like so-and-so? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, they did not get the sense that you like them. And I was like, oh, I did not know, I, like, barely noticed them at all. Like,
yeah.
All it is it's just, like, I kind of have a bad habit of talking to everyone the same. And again, because I can come off a little deadpan, I guess.
Yeah.
It sometimes is just like, oh. And it's like, no, I'm not, like, I've had to explain to people that when I'm complimenting them, I was not sarcastically saying something.
Yeah.
Like, the number of times that's happened to me, where I've been like, you look great tonight, and they're like, what did I fucking do? Like, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, you look good. And they're just like, it sounds like you're about to say something else. And it's like, well, now I kind of want to, but, you know.
But Alon, if you're listening to this, I just want you to know I don't hate you, and I'm sorry. And I guess I could reach out to you personally, but we'll see if that ever happens. But,
this is more fun.
Yeah, but that my friend told me once, he goes, I think there's just a general 30% of women that hate you on sight.
See, that pop. So here's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
I think that population, a large portion of them, also on site, are like, I love gay guys. I want to be friends with gay guys.
And they think that I say F slurs a bunch, which I do, but.
I was actually going to ask how often do you think you say it?
The.
Hard F.
Every day.
Okay.
I mean, with my, it's just Micah and I hanging
right.
out at the house. I'm,
oh, how many times does Micah say it a day? Jesus Christ.
But Micah's a tier one hag, though.
Oh, do you know how many times I text Micah a week to be like, can you believe this faggot? And she's like, don't get me started.
But I don't say it, I've never said it to a gay guy.
Nor should you.
Yeah, I've never, right. Wait, yes, I did. I said it to Kendall Farrell one time, but he was also freaking out, and I was like, you gotta stop being such an F. And he was like, he goes, you're right, that was your one. And I go, thank you.
Honestly, well, that's the thing. If Kendall co-signs it, like, Kendall can hand them out way better than I can, for sure.
Yeah.
Because Kendall's probably dealt with actual homophobia.
Oh,
I'm from
sure.
the East Coast. Everyone's been nice to me forever.
Yeah.
Like, it's such bullshit. I've faced no adversity for being gay. And everyone's like, you're really brave for getting on stage and talking about how you suck dick. And it's like, sure.
Yeah, sure, New York, yeah, where half the people, maybe more, do it, but yeah.
But I will say that population of girls who are like, I love gay guys, and it's like, wow, that's such a coincidence, because I don't want you near me. You're terrible. Like, it's always the same, where they're, like, too eager and, like, excited about it. It's like, I don't know what you think is happening here, but if your personality is a turnoff to straight women and straight men, I got news for you. I don't want it either.
That's, see, that's the difference between Micah and those women, is, like, gay guys flock to
Micah. Gay guys are obsessed with Micah.
It's crazy. Well, she used to have that show with Matea.
Yeah.
And after the show, all these gay guys would come up and be like, you're hilarious, you're... And then she'd be like, this is my boyfriend, and they'd all do the same thing. They go... They give me that look.
Oh, bitch, they do that to me.
And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, I know she can do better. We all know she can do better, but you don't gotta look at me like that. You can say hi.
Yeah. It's so weird, because, like, Mateo has also shared with me. He's like, I've had that thing after shows where, like, gay guys are all, like, weird and side-eye-y. And I think now he's at a point where they're all excited for him.
Yeah.
But, like, every gay comic I've talked to has been through, like, we've all done, like, gay shows where,
it's
like,
tough.
The second you get up as the gay dude,
yeah,
that audience is just like, what about this is special? And it's like, but then your straight female friend goes up and they're like, oh my God,
honey,
she's
slay,
outrageous.
Slay.
Yeah. And it's like, God damn it, I also talked about sucking dick.
Yeah.
What's different?
You weren't slaying.
No, it's true. Yeah. I rarely am.
That, but yeah, it's interesting, the dynamic of gay audiences, because it seems like they want, so it, like, you'll hear that people want representation, but then gay guys, they want to be the representation for, I feel like when gay guys see another gay guy, they're like, that should be me being the representation.
Correct.
For gay guys.
I had a guy, like, when I worked for Mateo, I was just, like, shooting the shit, like, talking
yeah.
about what I did for work. And this random dude, like, I said I was working for Mateo, and he's like, oh my God, Mateo Lane. He's mm-hmm. like, I hate him. Oh. I was like, what? I was like, why? And it was, he, like, kind of didn't answer me, and I was like, hold on, hold on, hold on. Like,
have you seen his stand-up and you don't think it's funny? He's like, no, I've never seen him, and I've never watched any of his specials. And I was like, okay. Did you meet him and, like, have a bad experience?
Yeah. Because he's super nice.
Right, and then I was like, did he say something on social media that, like, you thought was problematic? And he was like, no. And, like, I just kept going down the list of, like, what could it possibly
he just doesn't like that he gets so much attention.
And finally, this guy, like, snapped because I was like, I wouldn't
talk. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Trying to, like, talk about other stuff. And I was just like, what is it then? And he was like, he just thinks he's so cute and he thinks he's so funny. And I was like, I'm
sorry. He is both of those things. You're mad because you're neither. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
Bro, you're being too gay right now, my man.
Because I've also had gay guys try to tell me that, like, him and Joel and, like, a lot of other people who are gay comics, they're like, well, they only got that far because they're hot. I'm like, in what world does being an attractive gay man help you get booked on shows that straight guys are booking? Because it's not helping anyone.
Here's the other thing. I remember when they were both little twinks.
Oh, yeah.
Joel and Mateo were little fucking twink boys, and then they bulked up.
Yeah.
That was crazy. When I saw Mateo, I was like, okay, that makes sense. But then when I saw Joel, Joel used to be like, he used to look like this lamp. It was crazy. Like, when I saw him on TV, I was like, that is wild. I didn't know that my man's bulked up so much.
Mateo was the first comic I ever saw on TV because I saw him on Girl Code when I was in, like, end of high school, early college. And I was like,
damn,
I was like,
so much younger
that's
than me.
Fascinating.
That's
I'm 28.
Oh, okay. You're not that much younger than me.
No, it was end of high school, beginning of college.
Oh, okay. I'm 37. It's still like 9 years.
But... yeah. Hey, look at you counting.
Yeah, I can do it. The math. Listen, I was saying the other day, I can't read because there's too many numbers up here.
All right. The Rayman jokes are making a lot of sense.
Not enough space for letters.
This is a Sarah question. She loves to ask this. I'm fascinated by it because I think I know what the answer is going to be. Her question is, how often do you find yourself attracted to a person just, like, every day walking down the street?
Almost not often.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Like?
I don't have any interest. So, now that I'm dating my guy, really, there's, like, a weird compartmentalization in my brain where, like, this is your girlfriend and you're only attracted to her.
Interesting.
Now, I was once doing a show at Barbershop, and one of what I can only describe as the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life was at the show. And I was like, that lady's one of the hottest people I've ever seen. She looked like real life Jasmine from fucking Aladdin. She was gorgeous. And I was like, that's one of those people you see and you're like, this is a person from the move, like, it was crazy how attractive she was. So, like, in that situation, when it's one of those types of people in New York, but I don't even really see those people that much because I go to Herald Square and it's full of fucking heroin addicts who are almost half dead all the time. And I don't think any of them are hot. So,
I don't,
Heroin chic. We not can heroin definitely chic. Eliminate a category from your life. That's
if
good.
The police are tapping their baton next to your head to see if you're alive, I'm not into it.
It's funny you say that level, because, like, I just saw an interview Dua Lipa did.
Yeah.
And the person was like, how did you, like, get started in music? And she was like, I was outside of a store and someone asked me if I wanted to be a model. And she's
damn.
Like, cool. And, like, she's one of, like, six people in the UK I've heard with that exact same story. Where,
yeah.
Like, someone was just like, you're so attractive. Have you ever thought of being a host for a radio show that's just your own? And all of these women are like, yes, I have. I'd like to do it right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's amazing. I would love for that to... I'm not that attractive, so it won't happen for me. But that's very interesting because, and again, Sarah's in the same boat as you. So Sarah is rarely attracted to people.
Rarely attracted, but she has someone, right?
She's married.
Yeah.
And has a baby.
And has a child.
Yeah.
So she's ruined herself for others as well.
Well, maybe that's what it boils down to. Once you feel, like, content and settled, I guess it just kicks off.
Yeah.
Because that would be interesting. Like, I can't imagine that because, like, every day I'm just walking around. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Also, like, my phone is full of hot Brazilian men because of Grindr. I don't know what's... Do you know what I mean when I say Brazilian men?
I mean, I know what Brazilian men are. I have seen them.
Have you seen the gay ones?
Yeah. I mean, they really put it out there.
They're
like the ladies.
Right. They're all, like, the whole country is just exporting, like, insane hotties.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
Then, also, one of the Brazilians I've hooked up with was the only person bold enough to smoke meth in my face after we were done, and I was like, oh, I have to leave now.
Yeah, he gets
There's a boldness. With
my man gets
like that.
After it. That is sick.
It was crazy, dude.
Did he blow the meth into your face?
Not in my face, but he was standing, like, directly across from me, and I was like, it looked like a bowl, so I thought he was just, like, smoking
weed. But it was a light bulb?
No, and then he put the lighter under it, and I was like, oh, no! It was bad.
You never want the lighter to go under. If the lighter's going under, your night's taking a turn.
Yeah, it was, it was rough.
That's crazy.
It was so weird, dude.
So you're into Brazilian guys.
I have kind of had to be like, you know what, if it's got too many of the flag in the bio, because they'll do like 17 Brazilian flags.
Well, they're very proud of their
right, country. But the number of flags is kind of like a rating in terms of like insanity.
Oh,
so if
sure.
It's just the one flag, it's like, okay, you're hot and you're never going to speak to me if we have to.
I don't know many gay Brazilians. I'm going to say I know zero.
Yeah.
But
and that is what it looks like.
They got big old hogs on them, the Brazilians, normally, right?
We were both talking about that. I was making an asshole joke because you did that.
Oh, I got that. I thought we were talking about
keep making like this motion and then go back and forth. Do it for the camera.
I did that.
Be an ally.
I did that cap cut thing where it shows you as a baby, as a teenager, as your age, and then it's old. And then when it got to the thing, I just go, and I thought it was gonna pop off. I thought it was gonna because there was a baby looking like sucking a cock, but it didn't really. It didn't do well like many of my videos. But this is my question about Brazilian gays. It's a masculine culture.
It is.
Are the gay Brazilians also very masculine?
So they present physically as very masc, and I think a lot of them, like, I can't speak for the culture as a whole.
Sure, but you can if you want to.
I won't, because I'm scared. They can find where I live.
Okay.
They present very masc, so they'll be, like, very fit, very big, like, tattoos. They dress kind of, I mean, they dress in a way that's, like, in between straight and gay, where it's, like,
the clothes are very tight.
Right. It could either be a gay guy or, like, a finance bro.
Sure. Yes.
But,
so like,
they are very, like, tender and affectionate, because that's also part of it. Like,
right.
It's a lot of things.
Hmm. They work in multitudes, these gay Brazilians.
They sure do. They're
just like the Brazilian men before them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, that's what I was wondering, if they present masculine. Or because you never know, they could be more feminine also because they were with the ladies and their moms or whatever, if their dads kicked them out, because it's also a very Catholic country. So, I don't know. All
right, we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back with a little game.
Oh, nice.
And we're back. Tim, we're going to play a little game. All right.
This is going to be an interesting one because we've never played this without Sarah, obviously.
Okay.
It's called Red Flag, Green Flag. Right. I think what we should do is go back and forth because normally Sarah and I would do this, but we're going to name a trait, a thing, and on the spot you have to decide, is that a red flag or is that a green flag? And you can expand if you want, but you can't really ask follow-up questions to get more details.
Okay.
You get one, but then it's like, just get into it. All
right.
So, red flag, green flag, has a PhD.
Green flag.
Nice.
Always splits the check.
Green flag. That's fine.
All right. Okay.
Gets everywhere via scooter.
Oh. My initial reaction in my brain was red flag, so I'm going to have to say
that's
red
what it
flag.
Is, yeah.
Because scooters suck.
They do. It's so
off.
Embarrassing.
And if you bring your scooter on the train, bro, come
fuck
on.
Fuck off. I don't like the thing that bothers me more than anything. The number of people, and it's always white people, because you know it is, who bring full ski equipment on the train with them, kill yourselves.
Oh,
if
know.
You can afford to go skiing, you can get a fucking Uber home. Do not bring 8-foot-long skis and your stupid pokey little sticks and then stand there like a piece of shit blocking everyone's way. I once watched a group of skiers physically block 3 people from getting off a train, and the people were like, you've got to be kidding me. You just made me miss my stop because you couldn't turn to the side. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
Micah, as a rule, always take a car to a plane. If you're getting on or off a plane, you get on a car. You don't take a train in a plane. You don't go from the fastest way to travel to the slowest way to travel.
It's nonsense.
It's a stupid rule, but I also never want to take the train.
Have you ever missed a flight with Micah?
I've never missed a flight in my life.
Then it's a good rule.
I'm also okay. So punctuality.
Like, they're on time?
Always on time.
Green flag. Yeah. Great green flag. That's a good one. I'm never getting that as a gay man dating in New York, but it would be a nice one to find.
That would be one of my big green flags, is I'm always early.
Ooh, good.
I'm always early. Which, actually, being always early is not that awesome, but I'm always on time, at least.
I've been the early friend, and it's not fun.
I used to sit. I'd get so early to work that I'd sit in the parking garage and I'd wait for people to go into the mall first so I wasn't the first one in the mall with the security guards.
I feel like security guards would love you.
Yeah, but I didn't want to deal with them.
That's fair.
They're like old as shit, and I don't want to be like, eh.
They want you to get rid of all your hats.
Oh, no. Red flag.
Okay.
I think it's a red flag if you want anyone to get rid of all of their anything.
That's a good take, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good take, Tim.
You're just trying to really change the person. You want to find somebody who doesn't have any hats. You shouldn't be making them get rid of all their hats.
That's something we've talked about on this podcast before. Like, and it's fascinating because it's something my dad talks about a lot, where he's like, I hope your brother's wives don't think they're ever going to change. And I was like, what? And he was like, if they've got things that they do that are annoying now, it's going to be annoying in 40 years. You can ask your mother. She thought I would change.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Guess what? She didn't either. It's just a fact. And it's so fascinating because, like,
your parents divorced?
No, they love each other very much. Which
they're just annoyed constantly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But they've been together for 40 years now, I think.
Sure.
And are, like, deeply happy together, but it is just crazy because I'm like, you two spend so much time with each other.
Yeah. That's the reason my dad will never retire, is because he works 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And he's never home. And when he is home, my mom is incredibly clean. My mom is the nicest woman in the world.
I can see that.
But she's crazy. So, like,
Tell me more.
She smokes in the house and you can't tell. That's how clean her house is.
What?
Yeah, she like smokes in the house. She smokes under a chimney, and the smoke goes up the chimney. But you can't really tell that she smokes.
I'm sorry, that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, she smokes in the fireplace and it goes up the chimney. But she's like, she's just super clean. She's super clean and she's super OCD about things. Everything has to be her way all the time.
And our moms would get along, except for the smoking thing.
And my dad needed a secretary for a long time, and my mom was like, I was used to be a secretary. He goes, there's only one boss at work. I am the boss at work. He goes, if you come, you'll start bossing everyone around, and you can't do that. My mom's like also like a bossy person, yeah. So you can't do it. But nice. But she's like my grandma died. My mom had everything figured out in a week, like all of her papers, everything. Yeah. All her brothers and sisters were like, yeah, who else is going to do it?
Yeah, my mom is very, like, my parents' house looks like a model home.
Yes.
And, like, it is always an issue when me and my brothers visit, because then there are signs of life. She hates that shit.
The good thing that has happened now is that my brother has the children. So, he has 2 stepkids and 1 regular kid. And my favorite. See, that's the kind of stuff that 30% of women don't like.
I get it. I think it's so funny.
Well, I do the joke in my act where I give the stepkids for Christmas, I give them both $50. And I give my regular niece $51. Is that fucked up? And I go, and I write, because we're blood related. Which is even crazier.
It's a dollar for blood.
Because she can't read. But I love them all the same. I love all, they're very cute
children,
but my mom likes having them there. So when they're there, it's allowed to be a little bit messy, and she's a little more chill.
I will bet you anything under the surface. No, she's not.
No, no, no. But she puts out that she's more chill. So
right, right. Our moms are going to get along. Yeah. I'm just telling you, because so, my mom can present like everything is fine, and the second people are gone, you can hear her muttering in every room of the house. And it's like, Mom, are you okay? And she's like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
Vacuum's going. Vacuum turns off. There's dog hair everywhere. Vacuum starts going again. She goes, how did they even get this here, vacuum? But my dad got my mom a vacuum for Christmas. He got her a vacuum for Christmas, and she lost it. She was like, this vacuum's incredible. I love this. This is one of the best gifts I've ever gotten.
Your dad must have been like, damn, I crush this.
Dude, my dad crushes it every Christmas.
That's, okay, no one in my family can shop for my mom. And it's, so, like, for years now, all she's done is a gift arrives that has our names written, like, from us.
Yeah.
And then she sends us an email with, like, what was in it, like, thanking us. And we're we're like, where did this come from? And she's like, me. That's I bought nice. It.
My mom tells me what she wants me to get her.
See, she won't do that for us, which is very confusing.
Yeah, so she'll tell me what she wants, and then I'll buy it for her. And then, but my dad will surprise my mom every year. Now, my mom likes to go fishing, so for...
Never mind, our moms won't get along at all.
My mom, 1 year my dad bought my mom a trip to go fishing in Orlando, because they have these really big lakes with, like...
Your dad is a very thoughtful man.
Yeah, he is. Well, he likes my mom to be happy.
Yeah.
Because the happier she is, the easier his life is. Because my dad also, so he works all day. He goes home for like 30 minutes, and then he goes to a different club every night. So my dad goes to a different club in town every night because he goes and gambles at these different clubs. He has his little gambling things that he does at these different clubs. And my mom doesn't care. She doesn't give a fuck about any of it because my dad is nice and he gives her whatever she wants, you know? So, like...
You have such a good setup for a sitcom.
Yeah. But he took her to go bass fishing in Florida, and then she was ecstatic because she caught the biggest bass she's ever caught in her life. She loved it.
What's your mom's name?
Sue.
Sue.
And I call her Sue, too, and people think it's rude, but it's what she told us to do. So, and then 1 year he bought her a tennis bracelet. And then, and now she just goes to Florida for 2 months.
Word. What part of Florida?
She goes somewhere outside of Tampa. I don't know. I haven't been there, but it's by the beach or something.
So two-pronged red flag, green flag for you.
All right.
One, mom is their best friend.
Red flag.
Cool. Two.
Okay.
Their mom texts you once a week.
Is there a neutral flag?
Yeah, beige.
Beige? I think that's a beige. I don't know if that's red or green.
Text with the expectation of a reply.
I still don't know if that's good or bad. And how long... Wait, can I ask?
Yeah.
How long is the text conversation got to be?
3-4 texts.
Red?
Yeah.
It's true. I think if they text and they're like, hey, just checking in on you, that's fine. Just to see it. Nah, it's still, you know what? It's a red flag.
Yeah.
But also, mom is your best friend. Red flag because you're too into the Gilmore Girls.
Get some fucking friends.
You're a fucking weirdo. Yeah. If you're super, listen, I like the Gilmore Girls as much as the next guy. I watched it.
Is that a lot?
I don't know. It's a good show. It's easy to watch. Micah and I watched it recently. I didn't watch every episode, but. The dynamic they have, I'm like, this is every gross girl.
They talk very fast, right?
They talk very fast, but the mom, Rory and the mom are best friends.
Yeah.
And that's like every dynamic of every girl who's like, my mom is my best friend. It's like, ew. And also girls who, this doesn't really happen anymore, but it was girls who acted like Leslie Knope from fucking Parks and Rec. That was the fucking biggest red flag because it's like, Leslie is not funny.
Leslie is funny in a way that you don't want to... Like, this was a problem with a lot of the Parks and Rec cast in general. They're all funny because on some level, you are laughing at them, with them.
The dynamic of everyone together was incredible.
But all of those people... Like, every... It's so funny because, like, every, like, Twitter liberal who's like... I worship Ron Swanson. It's like, you do. You worship the conservative libertarian who you would absolutely yell at on Twitter for expressing any thought. Like, sure, hon. Like, okay.
And listen, when I say Leslie Knope is not funny, I'm not saying Amy Poehler is not funny.
Right, we know.
Amy Poehler is very funny, but her character is annoying. And the point is that she's annoying.
Intentionally so.
Yes.
Right. And it's like,
and it's like a type A annoying personality that's hidden behind being cute. So she's like a type A person that's trying to be cute so that they're not unlikable like most type A people.
Yeah. I have worked with some of those in my past, and it is a fascinating thing where it's like, you think that you are dressing this up enough that it's not what it is, but now I just know when I'm getting hit with this level of like cutesy, all it means is that there's a 3-second lag before something insane comes out of your mouth.
All right, I got one.
Ooh.
Doesn't cook.
Beige flag. I love to cook.
Okay.
So I'm fine with them not cooking. I think it's a little sus if you're a grown man and you can't cook anything, because it's like, you're not a baby, you can read. But what I like is if I cook and you don't ever cook, that means you're cleaning up every fucking time. Right. And I love the idea of having someone over here, because you can see it. There's some dishes in my kitchen that are just drying, but like, I hate doing the dishes because I mostly cook for just me. But
and you
like,
have a dishwasher.
I do.
Which is interesting in New York. We have one too. But normally, well, Micah takes care of me. Yeah. We have a, but Micah and I, so we don't really subscribe to the you cook it, the other person cleans it, which is fine. Because we both.
Is the way it works is if Micah cooks, you clean it, and then if you cook, you clean it?
Not always, but sometimes. Nice. But sometimes I'll cook and Micah will clean up. But normally we both cook enough that it balances itself out.
The last time I was at your place, there was a very exciting incident with frozen chili that you had cooked.
Oh, yes. I spilled it and also didn't make enough that I wanted to make. Oh, here's another one. Always goes, so it's similar, but it's different because you still could cook. Always eats out.
That goes with the not cooking thing. To me, that's a bigger red flag because that means, oh, shit, like, you're going to spend so much money.
Right. It's a bad with money red flag.
That's again, circling back a little bit.
Say, when someone's like, oh, I can't really cook, like, to me what that means is you're like, I make sandwiches, I make pasta, whatever. Yeah.
When someone is truly like, if a fridge full of food is in front of me, I don't know what to do. I am just like, then I don't know how to help you.
You can't
like,
work your phone and look up a recipe?
That's the thing. Every time someone's tried to tell me they can't cook, I'm like,
have you ever tried reading and following a recipe? And they're like, it just gets so boring. And I'm like, and then at the end you have food. Like, what?
I think that's the difference between people who can cook and can't cook.
Reading?
What?
Reading
comedy? No, is finding it boring or fun.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
I like to cook. I don't like to go to the grocery store.
Hate the grocery store. I fucking
Tim, we'd be an excellent team.
Yeah, if the grocery showed up, I'd cook every meal. But I don't like going there. I buy my couple of things that I like to buy, and then I leave. But, like, normally I'll make myself tacos for a week, or I'll just buy a bunch of Italian sausage and make Italian sausage pasta. But, and that's fine. But, like, if I need to cook something, like, I can grill steaks, I make fried chicken, I do barbecue. Like, I'm a good cook, but, like, I don't want to go buy all the stuff at the grocery store. Come back. I just want the stuff bought for me, and then I can prepare all of the stuff. I don't know.
And that's why we're here to tell you about GoPluff. groceries delivered. We do not have sponsors, if you
could
believe it.
I wish we did. I need a sponsor for my pod, too.
Well, if anyone wants to sponsor ours and Tim's podcast, start with us and then do his.
Start here, see how it goes, and come on over to the Great Ang podcast.
We're nearing the end of the pod.
All right.
We always ask this question at the very end.
All right.
Who is so hot right now?
Well, Sydney Sweeney, of course.
Sydney Sweeney's your answer.
Sydney Sweeney is so hot right now. I mean, who else is so... I guess...
Lots of people.
Well, who's the dude from Saltburn?
Barry Keoghan?
Yeah. No, well, Jacob Lord, that Micah was all...
The tall one or the Irish one?
I'm talking about the Irish one.
That's Barry Keoghan.
Yeah, but Micah was into the tall one when we were...
Lordy, yeah. Yeah. Women are very drawn to him, and I just think he's tall.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. I was like, I get why people would be attracted to him. He is, like, pretty hot. But Barry Keoghan's having his moment right now.
As a butch lesbian, yes.
Yes, and it's interesting because he is, like... He's like a Adam Driver kind of attractive, where he's ugly, but everyone thinks he's hot.
See, I'm in the camp of just thinking he's kind of ugly. He's got a great body, but like that, if you have to look at the face. So for me, this isn't the one I'm picking, but like my celebrity crush for like quite a while now has been top of the list, Paul Mescal.
I don't know who that is.
He's in Normal People, the show on Hulu, and he was just in All of Us Strangers. He's going to be in Gladiator 2.
Okay.
Where he's playing the son of the...
Son of Gladiator.
Yeah. I think that's actually what it's called.
Paul, I'm going to look him up.
Mescal.
How do you spell it?
M-E-S-C-A-L.
Oh, M-E-S.
Yeah.
Oh, like the booze.
But
oh.
It's
oh, yeah, this guy's...
Irish, too.
Yeah, this guy's pretty hot.
Big time for Irish hunks. I'm going
to... I mean, look at that.
No, he's hot. You don't.
Oh, yeah. Oscar Isaac is very hot, too. I mean, but he's like a manly hot and like kind of a Jewish hot, I feel like.
He's Guatemalan.
Is he Guatemalan?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Because
he kind of looks like, he looks like a handsome David. Oh, fuck. I can't think of the guy's name right now.
Describe him.
Well, Jewish.
Sedaris?
No. Here, I can find it real quick. Okay. Just give me one second.
If you type in David and Jewish, it's actually not going to come up.
No. He was in... I know how to find him.
What was he in? Maybe I can...
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Ooh, it's been too long since I've seen that, so I'm not going to get this.
But I know he's in it.
And you know he's a hot old Jew?
Well, he's not hot.
Oh. Oh, you're saying Oscar Isaac
David Krumholtz.
Okay.
So, like, here's what David Krumholtz looks like.
Wow, you are right. Oscar Isaac does look like a hotter version of that. That's crazy.
That's why I was thinking that he was Jewish.
You've seen Ex Machina?
Yes.
Yeah,
great.
That's his hottest movie. Shirt mostly off dance scene. Also, the fact that he's a murderer, I think, is one of the hottest things that a man can be.
Yeah, so that's a green flag then.
Yeah, definitely. I used to have a joke about it, but there was one day where I was walking down the street in Hell's Kitchen, and I saw a man. I don't remember what he looks like, but he was holding a hammer, and I got, like, semi, and I was just like, what's wrong with me? Like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad for you and your future.
Yeah, it sure is. Like, I also love a man who's just, like, a little bit dead behind the eyes. It's great.
But I would say Sydney Sweeney and Barry
Keoghan
are popping off right now.
Nice. Great choices. Very topical. Very hip with the kids.
Yes.
You watching Euphoria?
No, Micah does, though.
I don't watch it. I'm not interested.
Micah fucking beans off to damn Zendaya. Micah made up the term bean off. And now I keep saying it. She said she was going to bean off the other day, and I can't stop saying it. It's so fucking funny.
It's really funny. All right. Tell everyone where they can find you. I can't with beans off.
Everybody, you can find me at hot_comic69. You can listen to the Great Hang Podcast with me, an inventor of bean off, Micah Fox. And you can check out the Tough Questions Podcast with myself and Jeff Sheen. And if you live in Springfield, Massachusetts, I'm headlining some brewery May 4th. When does this come out?
This week, Wednesday.
This Wednesday. If you're in Baltimore, Maryland, I will be at the Port with friend of the show, Shane Torres.
Oh, nice. I love Shane.
Yeah, so Shane's very funny. Should be a very good show. Great Hang is Micah and I at a party are two of the best hangs, so that's why we called it Great Hang. And we bring people on and we have a nice time. We have a bunch of segments. Tyler, you can listen to the episode Tyler was on. It was a great episode. Critically acclaimed. We do accuse me of being gay very many times. And then you can listen to Tough Questions. Jeff Sheen, noted sociopath in the latest episode, comes and says, I don't know what emotion I'm feeling most of the time, which is a sociopathic thing to say because he goes, I feel something, but I don't know what it is. And it was an insane thing to say.
You guys record during the day, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Yes. But that Jeff writes tough questions for comedians where comedians are not allowed to be funny and they have to answer the questions.
Wait, can you give me an example? That's fascinating.
Yeah, so today we had May Plannert on, who this is going to be an upcoming episode, but she is married to Mark Norman. And Jeff said, what about your husband would you change? And so since her husband's famous, it's a very funny thing. And so she gives the answer to that. One time, Tom Takkar was on the episode, and Jeff said, I dated a girl, and then you dated her right after me. Why did you do that, and what made you think it was an okay thing to do?
I love that you're now being like, I
didn't know you thought you had. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not now doing it, but I've been doing that, but yeah.
Hey, this has been such a delight.
Thanks for having me on. This was a great time.
Of course. All right. And you can follow me at Tyler Mead. Follow the podcast, What's Your Type? Follow Sarah at Sarah Hartshorn on everything. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.